What's up, buddy?
That time. It's that time already.
You know what time it is, Tone? You know what time it is? Pitchers and catchers have reported.
Yes, they have.
Spring training is underway. Underway. I'm coming down. We're going to go catch some games.
Hey, don't need to tell me twice.
What a great time of year.
Don't need to tell me twice, that's for sure. No, I got where I'm at within a maximum of 40 minutes to a minimum of 15 minutes. I could get to the Blue Jays, the Phillies, the Yankees, the Pirates, the Orioles.
Oh.
And I think that's it.
Okay, well, you got my attention when you said the Orioles, that's for sure.
five stadiums. There's more on the West Coast, on the East Coast. Right. There is on the West Coast.
Right. When I was in Lehi visiting relatives, my in-laws, they had the Red Sox and the Twins down there.
Yeah.
And we drove by the Red Sox facility, you know, the park. Yeah,
mini green wall.
Like the little Fenway. Yeah.
It's so cool. That's what they call it. That's what they call it.
Oh, they do call it Little Fenway?
Yeah, Little Fenway. They got a mini green monster.
Yeah.
It's a great stadium. Great stadium.
But the thing that threw me the most, and I know I told you this before, was we're driving down whatever interstate road, whatever highway that was, it goes right by a little Fenway, and there is street signs. There's one on top of the other. One's black and one's white. And it says, "Beware Panther Crossing."
Yeah, yeah.
Is it? It's not the Carolina Panthers.
it's definitely not what we're known for, but there are Florida Panthers.
It's crazy.
Hence the hockey team name. But you can see them a lot down in the Everglades. When you cut across Alligator Alley in the Everglades, they're all, you can see them like on the side. Like there's a big, the road is like this, and there's fence on both sides. So that alligators and panthers don't come just darting across. But then there's a lot of spots where they can't fence it. And then you'll see the signs, you know, caution panther crossing.
That's crazy. It's like, you know, it's like the deer crossings up here. You got panther crossings. I'm like,
We got a little array of Jurassic Park going on down here.
I was just going to say, you know, you go a little bit further and we got Tyrannosaurus Rex crossings.
I'm telling you, we have gators, we have panthers, we have bears. Deer.
Okay.
Our birds are in some of the birds that we have around here. It looks like Jurassic Park. I mean, it's crazy.
I know the flamingos are pretty damn big.
Yeah, the flamingos are more further south. Obviously, pelicans are all over.
Yeah.
We got all kinds of wildlife. It's fun.
That's awesome. Well, you know, the pictures you sent me over the weekend where you and Gina were, you're like, you know, got me and Deb looking at the map saying, you know, WTF, what are we doing?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Gina was like, I want to go to this place. Let's go grab brunch. I'm like, all right, let's go. And we didn't even show you the pictures of the whole place. It's really cool. Like, it was pretty big, too. It had beautiful. A lot of sections. It was right on the water. There's so many places like that down here. You could throw a rock and hit 10 of them.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, that's our lead into this week's episode. Actually, to segue into this week's episode.
Yeah.
Those of you that watched The Family Stallone saw that Sly and company are moving down here full time now. No more California at all. That's how good the state is down here.
Yeah.
I'm sure it helps that he doesn't have to pay state tax on his millions of dollars that he makes.
Right. I told you, I was just reading that, I'm not going to get off on that tangent, but the property insurance cost is going up.
A little bit, depending on where you are. That's the big thing. And I think that's anywhere. I mean, it depends on where you are. If you're closer to Tampa, like if you're a half hour or so outside of Tampa, your property tax will go up. But you also got to see, like somebody like you, you probably pay a lot less of property tax than a lot of other people for more property down here. Then if you get, you know, New York, New Jersey, Philly suburbs and stuff like that, if I tell people the property tax we pay down here, they're like, are you kidding me? $1,600 a year? Really? That's it? Yeah. They're paying $16,000 a year. And you're probably paying $600 a year. You know, so.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
But obviously it depends on how far away you are from the cities. Really, that's what it comes down to. But where he is, he's in West Palm. He's above Miami. He's 4 hours east of Tampa, you know, 3 hours south of Orlando. So don't get me wrong. West Palm is a plethora of millionaires.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not a suburb to the major city hubs, Miami, Tampa, and Orlando. Those are the big ones.
Gotcha.
And when people come to move down here, that's where they flock to because they really don't know anywhere else.
Okay.
But
yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I'd want to stay away from all that nonsense.
Yeah, well, that's what we're doing. We're trying to get a little. We're in the. I guess we are considered the Tampa suburbs. We're right by Clearwater Beach. We are in a prime area, a very wanted area for desire for families. But Ava's a senior next year. Once she graduates, we're out of here. So we're staying in Florida, but we're out of this area.
Yeah.
I was pretty surprised to hear him say that they're going to be coming down here full time now. So now there's even more of a chance I could run into him at that diner.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that's where you're like, well, geez, should we move to the East Coast? But like, I got to be near my buddy Tony too. So
yeah, I mean, there's some really nice areas over there. Don't get me wrong. That's about 4 hours from us, but there's some really nice areas over there. But I like the Gulf side more than I do the ocean side.
Yeah.
I just like the turquoise waters, the softer sand.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
There's no waves over here. Over there, there's waves.
Right.
You know, it's just, I don't know, really to each his own.
Sure.
So, but yeah, so Family Stallone season two, that's what they announced. And that's been out now a month?
Yeah, easily. Yeah.
Okay, a month.
All right. Yeah.
So we are going to talk about it. So those of you that have not finished watching it or didn't start watching it, you might want to watch this episode after you do that, because you know, we're on a month now and we kind of feel that the diehards would have watched it already. Right. And the ones that are teetering on the fence, if you haven't watched it, we're giving the opportunity now to shut us off and come back to us in another time and after you finish watching it.
Sure.
But I like and I don't like that they release all the episodes at the same time.
I'm with you. I'm 50-50 on that one, too.
Yeah. I like the old days where, you know, every week you had anticipation. Oh, I can't wait to watch tonight.
Yeah.
You know, but in the same respect.
It's something to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, once
you turn it on, you know, you're like, yeah. Well, that's just it.
You know, I think even our generation has gotten so used to binge watching stuff.
Yeah.
That you are spoiled where you know, I got to wait till next week. Come on. What do you mean I got to wait till next week?
Right.
You know, you're used to watching 3, 4, 5 episodes a day.
Mm-hmm.
But it was cool. I'm glad they did. It was good. I liked it. I liked it better than the first season. I thought it was better.
Yeah, I did. I did like it a lot. I mean, you know, again, it was a month ago that I watched it.
Yeah.
So there's, same. It's not fresh. I mean, I can remember. I remember about, you know, bits and pieces and parts of probably every episode, but not every conversation and whatnot. So, you know,
right? No, of course not.
Yeah, there was one thing that you and I had talked about, and I know that's jumping a little bit later into the season, but we were a little disappointed in. We can either visit that now or visit that later, whatever you want
to do. I don't think it really matters. And we don't have to go in chronological order of the episodes because, to be
honest, thank you.
I'm not going to remember chronological order.
I know. Thank you.
I know they went to Italy. I know they covered Rocky Day. I know the girls moved to New York. I know they had the Navy SEALs training them. You know, I don't remember what episode was what.
Right.
I remember Frank visited the girls in New York.
Yeah. That was kind of an eye-opener.
Frank, Frank came, all right, we're all over the board here. Let's see. So Frank going to the girls. Now, yeah. I'm thinking of myself as an uncle, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
My niece, Alexandra, if I would ever go to her house and stay overnight, I don't think I'd open up my suitcase and have a box of condoms.
No.
Even though, you know, they know I'm good for a joke, but
yeah.
He's crazy, man. He is just so crazy.
Yeah, he's definitely. I remember
in Italy when he came out with the little Speedo bikini on?
I know.
We don't need to talk. We could bounce around all you want. I know what you're going to bring up because we talked about that. So go ahead, floor is yours. Let's see what you got to say on that.
You know, I was really, really anticipating and looking forward to the Rocky day being on the Family Stallone.
Yeah. You know,
and maybe even getting some more in-depth information that we may have missed, maybe some more behind-the-scenes footage.
Yeah.
There really wasn't a lot. You know, his speech, a small part of his speech, a little bit with him and Jen and maybe the curator. The one thing that I did love and was so happy to hear was that the Philadelphia Museum of Art is going to let him put in his art collection.
His art, yeah. I thought that was pretty awesome, too. I mean, because when are we going to see his art?
Right. I was ecstatic about that. I was like,
and it definitely sounded like they had plans on doing some big things.
Yes.
In 2026 for the 50th anniversary of Rocky.
Right.
And it's the 100th anniversary of the museum, I think she said.
I think so.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that'll be huge. That'll be, ooh. Yeah, we might have to reserve the hotel room now just to get a good
rating. I know, right? But I was disappointed. I was trying to find me and Claudio in the crowd.
Yeah. You know? I did too. I think I saw you guys, but yeah. I couldn't really tell.
I was one getting rained on.
Yeah. I know. I mean, obviously, I thought, I wish it was longer too. I mean, we all do. Of course, we wanted it to be longer. We were there, you know, so they could have did a whole episode about it. We would have been happy. I mean, we wouldn't have been happy. We would have wanted more.
You know, honestly, selfishly, I was kind of hoping like most of the episode was going to be about Rocky Day.
Yeah.
You know, I was really hoping to really get some in-depth coverage.
Yeah. Stuff well, like that, you said, I mean, you know, all the stuff when they were in the museum before they came out, you know, and I know, you know, our friends, John Rivoli and Robert Bruzio were in there. You know, that was stuff I kind of wanted to see, like what was going on in there. But, absolutely. You know, I mean, I don't know. I get it. You know, they can't have it be the entire episode. They have to kind of piece together. I don't know if they look at like, what have you guys done the past month? Let's patchwork that together in an episode. I'm not sure. I mean, kind of seems like it's like that.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of seems like, okay, what'd you know? I mean, the cameras are following them around.
Right.
So
right.
It's not like they come after, you know?
Yeah.
You know, too bad we didn't notice them when we were there.
Yeah, I know. You know, the thing is, you know, I got like different voices in my head and I'm not ready for the rubber room yet. But, you know, I hear.
I think Deb would argue that, but okay.
Yeah, I hear Bill Chardoff in my head saying everything, every movie made is always ready, is already too long, you know,
to begin. Exactly. With,
you know, so I hear that.
So they got to trim it down, like, you know, they got to.
You're right.
Do what they got to do to it. But
then again, I mean, is a diehard, you and I, okay? And there's others of us diehards out there. We show us everything, you know? We want to see it all.
Well, like I said, I mean, I think if they would have made the entire episode about Rocky Day, I think we would have wanted more. I think we would have. Why isn't there a part two? So, I mean, it's no matter what they did, it would have been not enough. You know, I mean, it wasn't thrown on there for 2 minutes. I mean, it was, but it was still, I would have liked to have seen more.
I would have liked to have seen more. Definitely. Again, but I love the show. I love the whole thing.
Yeah. No, I agree. Like I said, I really enjoy the show. Of course, having daughters, you know, I can relate to a lot of the stuff that they're doing, especially their ages.
Sure.
His girls are a little bit older than mine. His youngest is 21. You know, Ava's 18. Mm-hmm. His middle, I forget what Sistine is. I know Sophia is 27, I believe. You know, and my Sophia is 21. So it's still in the same vicinity.
Yeah, you're in the ballpark.
So I see the similarities in what's going on in his life. You know, when they're saying, can Louie come with us, stay overnight?
Right.
Oh, he's going to stay in my room. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm 21. I don't care if you're 91.
Yeah. As my dad would, or my grandfather used to say, "In a pig's ass, and that ain't pork either."
Exactly. But there was a lot going on this season. I loved the Cadillac that he had.
Oh my God! Cadillac. Yeah. Ooh. Absolutely.
I knew he had several cars, but every time I've ever seen a picture of his cars, they've all been modern. Mm. I've never seen him have anything classic or old like that.
Yeah, it was.
Now, great. Maybe I just haven't seen them, obviously, because he has that. But, oh, man, that car. What a
that
beautiful
caddy
car.
That caddy is beautiful.
Man. So, yeah, see him driving around Palm Beach. If I ever see a 59 caddy convertible going by.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, I told you that diner, it's called a diner. It's not really a diner like you and I think. It's called the Surfside Diner, and it's in the little town of Palm Beach, which is like, I don't know, maybe 8 miles from his house. In that area. And one of the scenes in the show was filmed there.
Oh, wow.
So we drove by when we were trying to see if we could see him around the neighborhood, and we drove by, and then we wanted to get something to eat, so we went in there. It was good food, too.
Oh, nice. But
now that I know that he eats there.
Yeah.
Sly, we're going to have lunch.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Just send me a little message. I'll be there in 4 hours.
I'll jump on a plane, and I'll be there.
Is it two? No, actually, it's three. We're waiting for somebody to fly in.
Yeah. But, it's not a question. It's just an observation on my part. And Deb and I talked about this. Sly and Jen's girls are beautiful girls. Just gorgeous, right? Drop-dead gorgeous girls. All could be models. Every single one of them. I can't understand, because of the popularity of their parents or them, do they have such a hard time finding a boyfriend?
Well, I think that they summed that up when they were talking about the dating scenes in there. First of all, it's got to be extremely hard, that your last name is that. And then, of course, what do they say when they see your last name? Oh, is your dad Sylvester? You know, because I know some Stallones. Two of them I know are his cousins. Oh. One I know is no relation.
Okay.
His cousins used to own a pizza place in Orlando when I lived there.
No kidding.
They had a big picture for him and the cousins, Joe and I can't remember the other one's name. Yeah. They had amazing pizza too, by the way. And I said to them, I go, "So you're related?" And they're like, "Yeah, we're his cousins." I'm like, "Oh, that's pretty cool." So, but you might not be related. So I get asking, and then when you're asked, then, you know, the girls are going to, they can't lie, because if the relationship goes anywhere, they're going to find out. So, yeah, my dad's Sylvester. I mean, that one guy bought boxing gloves to sign. I mean, come on, man.
I know.
Come on.
I guess if I'm in the girl's position, I was thinking about them, like, yeah, maybe I would say, you know, my last name is Stallone, but no, I'm no relation. And then
I was saying to Gina when we were watching, and I said, why don't they just not even give a last name?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just go the Cher Madonna route. You know, I'm Sistine. What's your last name? I just go by Sistine.
In today's day and age, you can go by whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want. I just go by Sistine. I just go by Sophia.
I identify as a microphone.
You know, okay. Nobody's going to say anything.
Yeah.
And then later on down the road, if you see it's worth it, because let's face it, a lot of the, and this was probably for Sly himself before he met Jennifer, how many girls threw themselves at him?
Sure.
Did they really like him as a man and as a person? Or he was Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah, just so discard him in the family.
How many of these guys are trying to take these girls out so he'll read a script or so he'll, you know, whatever. I mean, that's just, I mean, it's sad, but it's true. You know it happens.
I just find it, As beautiful as these girls are, that they have such a hard time finding a nice young man.
Well, it seems like
Scarlett.
Thank you. He seemed to be pretty down to earth and genuine.
Yeah, Louis seemed like a good guy.
of all the ones that Sistine were matched up with on that little dating app, ooh. If that was my daughter and they were bringing those guys home, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And Sophia, like she had said, she's a hopeless romantic. That's going to be a tough one for her. I don't know.
Right. We wish them all the best. And hopefully,
of course,
you'll find yours out there someday.
Yeah, they'll be there.
Yeah.
They'll be there.
Don't give up hope.
But it is so funny, though, and how there was a lot going on this season. I mean, they did that. They went to Italy, of course.
Yeah.
You know, meeting the Pope and Sly kind of really, you know, letting Jennifer know how much she means to him and the family, which I thought I never thought I'd tear up watching the family Stallone.
Yeah.
I mean, when they did that whole table thing and then Frank even broke down. Yep. Like, all right, guys, come on. I'm supposed to be laughing, not getting choked up. But it was nice to see that kind of emotion and that kind of feelings spilled out on the table, you know, for all of them.
Sure. Sure. And then him, you know, them meeting their family from Italy was huge, you know, to Sly and the rest of the girls as well. That was pretty touching as well. You know,
well, how cool is it that they, first of all, they even know that history, that their grandfather had the key to the barbershop.
That's
amazing. You know, I know my relatives where they're from in the region, but I don't know them. I know some of their names because my grandparents gave me their names. We had like a little family tree type book.
Oh, okay.
Before my grandparents passed, we all filled it out for whatever we knew.
Okay.
But I don't know. Like, that was just, I mean, they had pictures and everything of what they did. That's amazing. That's just beautiful. I wish. I mean, it's to go
I'd love to go to Italy someday.
You and me, tell you.
It just looks beautiful.
I've been singing it for most of my life. You know, it's like I'm going to, don't want to regret it. I don't want to regret not going, you know, and then you can't.
Right. Right. I agree with you 100%. 100%.
Yeah. But what else we had on that season? Let's see what else we had going on. Like we said, they moved to Florida permanently, which seemed to upset the girls a little bit. You know, it seemed like Scarlett was saying she wanted to take over the house and raise her family out there because that's where they grew up.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. But now, you know, she wants to move to New York and be where her sisters are.
Yeah.
You know, and forego the rest of college, which.
She did say she would transfer schools.
Oh, okay.
She did say that because I was even like, whoa. Because remember, Jennifer got upset. What do you mean? You're going to quit college? And she goes, no, I'll transfer schools.
Okay.
So, and I think it's partially going where the girls go. I think it's more so that she just doesn't care for Miami.
Well, she did say that there was more. She loves the acting and that, and there's those opportunities are there and not in Miami.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, Miami's a strange town, man. Miami is a town. It's a city, but it's, I don't know, man. It's just a lot of fake, a lot of plastic, a lot of money, real and not real. You know, you got people that are spending $6,000 on dinner, but have nothing in the bank. They're living on credit cards. You know, everybody's.
It's all for show.
Like I said, legit and not legit. You know, there's some real money down there as well, because you have to be to live in that area. It's a very vain city. I guess that's the best way of putting it. Very vain, in my opinion. It's a very vain city.
And none of the girls are vain. They, you know, I mean,
no, not at all.
They're not like,
and it's full funny because every one of them could be.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they're beautiful enough, and obviously coming from their family, I mean, they could be that way. They're not. Just goes to show you what a good job Sly and Jennifer do in raising them.
I was just going to say that is what really impressed me throughout the whole thing was how those girls turned out.
Yeah.
And how well grounded and mature that they are. I mean, they're still kids, but you know, but just how well grounded they are.
I mean, a lot, some of the 21-year-olds out there are doing ridiculous crap, not like Scarlett, you know. It's
Yeah.
So no, they are definitely mature for their age.
And they're just they're not just full of themselves walking around like I'm a Stallone, you know, that whole not you know, all that nonsense, you know.
Yeah.
It really impressed me that in a star-filled family, star-studded family like that, where you get these child actors or children from actors, and they come out and they are just head cases.
Yeah.
You know, these three girls are just boom. And that's credit to Sly and John.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of times they'll get involved in nightlife and drugs and drinking and all kinds of craziness. And
sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's definitely a testament to the type of parenting that they're doing. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I'm assuming the success of season two will bring us to season three.
I hope so.
You know, obviously we haven't seen anything, but I can't see it not happening. It was, you know, the number one show when it was came out. I don't know where it is now, but I'm sure it's doing very well for them. So I'm sure we'll see a season three.
Maybe we'll be on season three with them. We'll run into Kroger or whatever your grocery stores are there. Hey, it's Kroger. Rick and Tony from podcast.
We have Publix down here, grocery stores.
Oh, Publix? Okay.
Publix, yeah.
I don't know what the heck you guys got.
I mean, there's a couple of Winn-Dixies and there's a... Whole Foods.
You get the Piggly Wiggly?
It's the Trader Joe's. No, Piggly Wiggly. Got to go up to like Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I always thought that was funny.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, yeah, you never know. I mean, like I said, one of the greatest things that ever happened to me was when I did meet him. And, you know, I was so stressed about everybody telling me, don't take long, don't talk, just do this. As soon as you hear the guy say you're done, go. I'm like,
Yeah.
And when I was going to leave, I'm like, man, I didn't even introduce myself. What is that? So I picked my jacket up, and that's when I said my name and shook his hand. And when I said round 14, oh, that's right. Man.
That's all we need to know.
Oh, that's right. And you recognize me? You know, so, it would be kind of cool to be down here and that would happen.
Yeah.
Just have a chat with them, have a couple drinks on the beach bar there and.
Oh,
yeah.
So. Yeah.
Into the wee hours. So it gets dark. You could have your cigars. I'll go to Ybor over here and get him and you some cigars.
Beautiful.
They've been making cigars over there when the Cuban immigrants came in, since like 1890 or 1910 or something like that.
Dang.
Supposedly the cigars are top notch. I don't know.
Okay.
You and him would have to tell me. I don't partake in them, so.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll have to get that for you guys if we ever really make that happen.
Yeah. Well, it's going to happen, Tony. It's going to happen. Keep
the faith. Hey, you never know. And we got another surprise coming up next week that we didn't think was going to happen. And that's going to be fun.
So, yeah, yeah.
It's killing me keeping it a secret, by the way. I just thought you'd like to know that.
I am very envious.
See, so for Rick to say that, it's kind of tipping off on how cool this surprise is going to be.
Yeah, I'm very envious.
Keep that in mind, guys. Next episode. Okay.
Right.
Next episode. Last episode was Rambo. This episode is what we're talking about now.
Right.
Next episode. We have some.
I tried like hell to make it happen. But
yeah. I know. I understand. I mean, that's a lot for like 6 hours or whatever. You know,
yeah. Anyway, we don't want to give away too much on it, but
yeah,
I am definitely jealous.
Yeah, so you'll definitely know. Well, we will promo it obviously when the time is right, but yeah, this one here is going to be pretty cool.
Yes.
So anyway, I don't want to say too much. So I might slip.
Right.
Slip saying something. So the other topic we were talking about, we saw, you know, they had Tulsa King season 2 is coming out. Like, we knew about that. And they're filming not in Tulsa anymore. They're not filming in Oklahoma anymore.
They're not?
No.
Where are they filming?
No, they're filming in Atlanta.
Okay, so then let me ask you this question, because I have no idea to the answer. Is there any possibility or chance, because that's where they shot the Samaritan. Any chance he's doing two movies at once?
I mean, he might.
Okay.
He might. I mean, there's a massive studio in Atlanta where I know where this studio is. I've never been there, but I looked it up because way back when, they were filming some Marvel Avengers movies or one of the Marvel movies when Marvel was good. And Sophia, the big Marvel fan she was, we were going to try to go. But it was locked down like Fort Knox, so we decided not to. But so it's possible he could be doing Samaritan and Tulsa King.
So they're filming Tulsa King now?
I saw the other day that, let me see if I could find it. Here it is. It's official. Tulsa King. Oh, come on now. It's official. Tulsa King has resumed filming. What impact will it have? Season 101. Okay, so I'm sorry, guys. Tulsa King moving from Oklahoma City to Atlanta. It will put Stallone closer to home. It's Palm Beach, so it's right up the coast. It's probably, he takes a private jet, but driving wise, you're talking 6.5 hours. So by plane, an hour, if that.
Right.
it says, it doesn't say why, and it doesn't say if he's doing vehicles the largest. Yeah, it doesn't say why or is a second film. Let me see. When is Samaritan?
Because we just finished watching Tulsa King, all of them again, and I'm like, come on, man, hurry up! I'm dying.
So yeah, it doesn't say. It just says Stallone's returning as a producer with Balboa Productions. It doesn't say where it will be.
But we know Samaritan.
But Samaritan 2 is in the works from Amazon MGM.
Cool.
Being produced by Balboa Productions. It's coming.
Okay.
It's just a matter of when. I don't see anything of them starting, like when they start to film. So obviously once it gets closer, we'll find out more.
Right.
But what we do also know is that they are going to be filming. And this year, I read this just recently. And it's right here. Now this is not official, guys. Somebody made this. So this is not an official poster, but Cliffhanger 2 is confirmed. Sylvester Stallone will be reprising his role as Gabe Walker.
Yes.
After over 30 years. The sequel will take place in Swiss Alps, focusing on the evolution of Gabe Walker. The cast details are yet to be announced, and the plot may involve Walker teaming up with his daughter or rescuing her from a new foe.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't remember. Did they say he had a daughter in Cliffhanger?
I don't recall that.
I don't recall that either.
Okay. I haven't seen it in a minute, but I do not recall that. He was kind of dating that one girl, right?
Yeah, the short hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, so after 30 years, he's stepping back into that. It is officially announced. So, Rick Roman is attached to helm the project. I'm not sure what else he's done. Boy,
Sly is a busy guy.
I'm telling you. How crazy is it? That is it. He's going to be 78 in July. And it's just TV show. Movie. Yeah. I mean, Cliffhanger 2 may go direct to Amazon. But regardless.
Yeah, but just think about that. It's 78 years old. All right. So you're down the retirement belt, you know, in Florida. And how many 70-plus-year-old people do you see in a day, right?
You don't even
see them. How many of them do you think can climb the Swiss Alps?
You don't even see them go to the gym like he's going.
You know what I'm saying?
But it says here, as for other returning cast members, right now it's unclear if Michael Rooker, who is Gabe's best friend Hal, or if Janine Turner, who was Jesse, will return in the film. At the end of the first film, they ended up together. And with Gabe being a father in the sequel, seems likely that maybe those two had a child together.
Okay.
So it's just hearsay right now. It's all speculation.
It's too bad that John Walton had to die.
John Walton.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. John Walton, Mr. Walton from Walton's Mountain.
I never saw that. But yeah, the older guy. I remember who you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but
yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's, you know, I'm surprised that they're doing it. I mean, not to say that they shouldn't. I'm just surprised.
Well, all right. Swiss Alps. Now, we know, because he kind of talked, and just circling back to Family Stallone for a moment, he did kind of talk about, they kind of talked a little bit at length about the cliffhanger movie and some of the stunts. And they're like, no, Dad, you really didn't do those. You know, it's like, well, you know, with the close-ups, you know, and that back and forth that they were going with. But he did a lot of his own stunts.
Oh, yeah.
It's 70, oh, yeah. Going to be 78 years old, climbing Swiss Alps. You're kind of like, geez, Sly, is there another remake? You know, might be a little easier.
Well, you know, and yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I would say, you know, I think the first thing that comes to mind to me would be Tango and Cash. Yeah. Because Kurt Russell is still active, and he's still in shape to do it. Not that they need to be in super shape for a buddy cop movie.
Right.
But, you know, they need to be in shape. Not like cliffhanger shape, I don't think. But I think I would like to see that. I mean, because the two of them had some good chemistry together. Absolutely. They both still look good for their age. I mean, they're both, you know, still active in the business. They're both still active, you know, physically.
So maybe, you know, there might not be a shower scene, though.
Yeah, I don't know about that. They might they may not want it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll plead the fifth on that one. I'll just let that go by there. It's slide out. But yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Tango and Cash rides again, whatever they want to call it.
Oh, I'd love to see it. Love to see that one done.
I mean, there's a handful that you could do, but again, I'm not putting the man's age down because he's obviously.
No,
his mindset is amazing compared to the normal human that's 78 years old. But being 78, you really couldn't do Cobra 2.
That would be,
you know, I mean, he would be long retired. I mean, I guess he could come out of retirement to help a younger Cobra.
Well, let's preface that thought for. It's not something that Sly has not said himself, okay? So we're not getting down on the guy, picking on the man for his age, any way, shape, or form. Because he even said himself, you know what? I should have had some stunt doubles in there. You know, like with the Expendables, when Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, flipped him, and that's when he broke his back or whatever, and he had to go get for what? His seventh back surgery.
Yeah.
You know? So this is not nothing that he hasn't said himself, but, you know, in jest or just joking, it's like, hey, pick a desk job, man. We want to keep you around.
Yeah, but you've also seen, I don't know what interview it was. I just remember this line from it. I don't know if it was on. I don't remember where I saw it. I'm sorry. But he was saying on how getting older, oh, I'm going to go out and fish off the dock with my grandkids. No, I'm going to harpoon a whale and take him down with my bare hands.
I've never seen that.
And either. He literally said that.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't have the money. He doesn't. No. Up here is 30.
Yeah.
And up here is genius. I mean, and so he, if it can be figured out on how to be done, he's going to do it.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
I mean, you know, what excuse do I have? I'm going to be 58.
Just take it easy, Sly. We want to keep you around a while.
It's crazy.
But back to like, so you said, what was the movie you were?
Tango Cash.
No, the one after that. I'm drawing.
Oh, Cobra.
Cobra. Okay. I could see you know, no matter which way you go on these, there's always some kind of a dynamic. You could say, well, he comes out from behind the desk and he's like,
well, that's what I'm saying. Well, but at his age, he would have been long retired. Right. So it would have been maybe somebody, looking at old articles that he caught this type of serial killer. And maybe this younger cop wants to go talk to Cobra. How'd you do it? You know what? And then he gets intertwined in helping the kid.
Right.
That I could see happening. I could definitely see that happening.
What do you think? I'm just kind of looking at my movie cars over here for references.
What about Rhinestone too?
No, I was just looking at Rhinestone.
I don't think that's going to happen. Although Dolly looks great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no. That I mean, both of them they could do. I don't know how they would pull out.
Oh yeah,
it would be a fun movie for sure. Lock up. He goes back to jail after all these.
Lockup, I don't think you could do. Exactly. Yeah. Like, why would they be putting him back in jail? Right. And I mean, that's an extremely physical environment. Now that he couldn't do it, I think as the viewer, you wouldn't buy it.
Right.
You know, no matter how good of a shape he's in, he's still 50 years older than probably most of the inmates.
Right.
So over that would be tough.
Over the top.
Again, you'd have to go back to the coaching.
Yeah,
this guy knew of this great, Lincoln Hawk was the best, and maybe he could teach me, maybe he could mentor me, and be the coach or something along those lines, to help him to get up here.
How about Nighthawks? I don't know. How about Nighthawks?
I just we posted the other day about Nighthawks. I love Nighthawks.
I do too.
That is such an underrated movie.
Yeah,
great. I mean, Billy Dee Williams, Rutger Hauer, is a great movie. Yep. Wagner. Wagner, thank you.
Yep.
I mean, phenomenal film. Yep. I love it. It could be, but again, you got to figure out what role is he going to be in, how could he play it. Most of these are action films, obviously, where he could still portray the action, but let's face it, he probably couldn't be the main anymore because he wouldn't be in that position. He wouldn't be still driving a truck and still arm wrestling.
Okay, I got one.
You got one.
I got one.
Oscar.
No. You know what, Tony? I'm going to tell you something.
Oscar would work.
Oscar would work, but it would work. Is my least favorite. Okay.
It would work, though. Vito Corleone, look how old he got. It would work.
Yeah, he's the new Godfather, right?
Exactly. You got Tulsa King. He's killing people.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't think about Oscar, but you are. There's something there. You have? One for you, one for Tony. One of my favorite Stallone movies, non-Rocky, non-Rambo, is Avenging Angelo.
Yeah, I know that's
love, yours. love that movie. He could revisit that character in Italy. Madeline Stowe is his wife. They had the kids. And whatever vendetta is now years later, right. Because he's not an action star. It was just a good, I don't know what about that movie that just draws me to him. It's just it's just like an endearing movie that, I just thought it was one of his greater acting performances to me.
It was good. I enjoyed it. It was very good. I mean, like you said, there's a bunch we could choose that you could figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
You just got to figure out the place he would be put. And in most of them, it would have to be the mentor coach role.
Absolutely.
Where he would have, the young as he was then. Okay. So Cobra, he was what, 39, 40 tops. Because Cobra was what, 86?
I believe so.
Okay, so he was 40. So you'd have to get somebody between 30 and 40, because that they would be that hot shoot cop, and trying to get him to. Well, he's the only one that caught the last serial killer we had in this city. Maybe he could help me, type of deal.
There you go.
Then if he does get involved in the action in the field, it's also obviously fairly limited. And again, not because he couldn't do it. I know the man could do it. It's just I'm thinking of in my head, not the diehard fans, the average fan watching it, are they going to be rolling their eyes? Why is this old guy out here?
Yeah.
You know, or are they going to buy why he's out there?
Yeah, is it believable? Yeah. Yeah. I still, you know, with the Rocky VII, him as the Mick role.
Yeah.
Having his own gym. As we talked, Seven or prequel, Drago's got a gym down the road, or Clubber, you know, the whole Cobra Kai type thing.
Yeah.
Intertwined with.
I mean, that's still definitely something that's out there that is a possibility.
Yeah. I'd love to see that.
But as far as the sequels go, I haven't heard of anything besides this Cliffhanger 2, which has been confirmed. I mean, so this is happening.
Right. And the Samaritan.
Well, the Samaritan, yeah, but I meant as far as the ones that he did.
Oh, yeah,
in the 80s and the 90s. I mean, like Demolition Man, Judge Dredd.
Boy, you know, The Specialist? Could he do The Specialist?
I was thinking of that earlier. I was thinking of that because that would be.
I love The Specialist.
I mean, to be an assassin.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, the assassin.
I was just going to say The Assassin. I mean,
assassin. He needs to be. He could be in a building across the street.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to fist fight you anymore.
So we got Assassins, we got Avenging Angelo, we got Oscar, and maybe the Specialist.
See, Oscar, though, I don't know if he would want to go that route. I don't know. I think he's shying away from comedy. He got burned by it.
Yeah, but Tony, you know, after watching the Family Stallone, seeing his Instagram posts, his TikTok posts, the man is just, he's a funny guy.
Oh, he's funny as hell.
He's got a hell of a sense of humor. You know,
well, think about the people that are in that film. I mean, it could still work because Chaz Palminteri is still around.
Marissa Tomei.
I mean, what's that?
Marissa Tomei.
Marissa, I mean, she's still around. She looks great. Let's see who else? Chaz is still around. A lot of them are gone. Kirk Douglas is gone. Don Amici's gone. Tim Curry's gone.
When did we lose Tim Curry? I don't remember that.
Maybe I'm thinking the wrong person. Maybe I'm thinking the wrong person. No. Tim Curry's still around. I apologize, Tim. Okay. Yeah. Didn't mean to kill you off before your time there, buddy.
Sorry. Like, what the, WTF, man?
Right? He's like, what the hell? I'm still here. What are you saying? No, I'm good. Remember what's his name? Remember Abe Vigoda?
Oh, I love Fish.
It was like every year somebody said Abe Vigoda died.
Yeah. I loved Fish, Barney Miller.
Man,
he had his own show for a little while.
So yeah, there's a couple of people that are still around, but as far as the main characters, Marissa Tomei is still around, and Chaz Palminteri, and Tim Curry, as we just noticed. Ornella, the one that played Sophia,
mm-hmm.
You know, she's still around.
Okay.
I mean, never know. I can guarantee you what movie he won't do. Ever. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
You know what? I like that movie. I like that movie.
The diaper scene
I could have done without. But if you'd got rid of... Okay. Let's do a Bill, killing your baby scenes, right?
Yeah.
A chart. Let's do a chart off here. I would have cut out the diaper scene.
Yeah.
I would have cut that scene out.
You know, he just seems so awkward in that film. You know, you could just tell. It was just weird. But
I you know, Stel Getty, what the hell is...
See, now that would be funny if they did Oscar, and Stel Getty wound up getting a role in Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody different. It could be his mother in there. That would be...
Yeah.
Little Italian lady coming out. Hey, Smash.
That's true.
What do you do?
That's true.
That would be funny.
Hmm.
But I don't know. I'm just trying to... I can't think of anybody else. Any other... I'm looking there here. Yeah, I can't think of any other film that...
Lord of Flatbush.
Like you said, Lock Up wouldn't work. Fist ended. Fist was loosely based on Jimmy Hoffa.
Right. And they killed him at the end, so...
Yeah.
Let's see. Driven... He could be
the Burt Reynolds role.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could. I don't know. Yeah, Daylight. Remember Daylight?
I love Daylight. Just like I love Driven.
Yeah. Driven, I think, would work.
Certainly. Certainly.
Let's see what else we got here. I'm just trying to check him out. Obviously, the Expendables, he's already done with that.
Even Over the Top could work. You know, he's still driving truck because, you know, anybody, you know, of all ages can drive the truck. And then you're like, hey, you're Hawk. You won back then, you know, and whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you could see him getting in. You know, there's a young kid who keeps getting beat or something, or they keep, you know, and he kind of mentors the kid. I mean, that's definitely the route they would probably go with things like that.
Or maybe there was a older, you know, there's, you know, how they hit the men's division, the women's division, because it's progressed so many, you know, so many years down the road. Now maybe there's age divisions, you know, whatever. However, maybe he lost the truck. Yeah, like I think there could be a story in there.
Nighthawk, you got that already. Over the Top, Oscar, Cliffhanger, Demolition Man, Judge Dredd. Yeah, we kind of hit everything that would.
Those two would be very difficult.
I mean, maybe Get Carter.
Oh, I gotta watch.
He could play the older one.
Yeah, I gotta watch that again.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a minute. That's a good film.
Same with Bullet to the Head. I gotta pick the. I gotta pop that one back in the DVD player.
Jimmy Bobo.
Yeah, I love it. It's a, you know, him and was a Momoa, Jason Momoa. You know, good fight scene
that
at the
movie's
end.
Already, that movie's already, what, 10 years old?
Yeah.
Something like that, right? 12 years old?
Yep. How about he was on a series. What was the name of the series? Was it Casino or Las Vegas or something like that?
It was Las Vegas. That was with James Caan.
James Caan, he was on there like two or three episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he was the repairman or something like that, the handyman.
So, yeah.
You know, I could see him doing the James Caan role. But
there was also that movie. Now, I never saw this whole movie. I've always wanted to finish watching it because it got my attention when I first started watching it. About the card shark. It's called Shade.
Yes, I have that.
Yeah. I never finished watching it, but
it is good.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah, see, it definitely got my attention.
Now, there's one that I read about. I do not believe he's in it, but I think he either wrote it or produced it. Is something called something, the thief, the smuggler, and the devil, or something like that.
I never heard of that.
No?
No,
I'll have to check it out. Because I remember him being plugged that he wrote that or directed it or produced it.
Oh, really?
And I saw it on a streaming service. I'm like, I'll have to check that out. I never heard of that one. The Thief, Something, and the Devil.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out and see.
But I don't believe he's in there. But I think we've touched upon all. I mean, Lords of Flatbush.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Okay, so I have a little information here that is what you're talking about. So Paramount is going to remake the Korean thriller, The Gangster, The Cop, The Devil.
Yes, thank you.
Don Lee will reprise his role and producing alongside Sylvester Stallone. So I think he's just Balboa Productions on it.
Okay.
But I don't see anything about him being in it. The U.S. remake is in its very early stages of development. It will be released by Balboa Productions. Otherwise, I don't see him playing a role in the film. He may rewrite it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it says it is a remake of a Korean thriller, so it's not a new movie.
I did see the, like I said, that was on a streaming service. I saw the little picture. I'm like,
oh, okay.
I know his name was attached to that. I don't think it was that one, but I remember the name because it was an odd name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely gets your attention. I don't know. We'll see.
I got one for you, though. One more.
Okay.
He can always do another Spy Kids. Or Ants.
Oh, my God, Ants.
Or Zookeeper.
I want to say Zookeeper. He's the lion. He's the great voice for the lion.
Yes.
That's awesome. Oh, man. Yeah, Zookeeper he could do. That's for sure. Well, I can tell you this. Whatever he decides to do, it's going to be done right, and I'm sure we'll enjoy it.
So, you know we'll watch it no matter what. We're going to watch
exactly. Exactly. So, all righty, my friend. Well, next week, like we said, big surprise. We'll be putting that together for about 3 days, give or take. So keep on the lookout, everybody, for our promos involving that.
Yes.
Other than that, this was a fun one. A little loose, a little fly by the seat of our pants.
But, you know, they always have a life of their own.
Exactly. So let's see. What is this here? Today is today's the 20th in recording land.
Okay.
This is Wednesday the 20th.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
What the hell?
So that would be, 23, 4, 5, 6. So the 27th is our very special episode.
Okay.
And we'll have to include, some other things going on that same week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's going to be a fun-filled episode, the 27th.
Yes, it will be.
Yeah. In recording land, it's the 20th.
Okay. Man, I was like.
Yeah. Video land, no. But, all righty, my friend. Well, until next week, everybody, let us know what we talk about. Like we talk about all the time, you guys. Tell us some interesting things you want to hear us talk about, an episode we want to do. We did the commentary of 3 and 4. We're obviously going to do the commentary of 5 and Balboa eventually. Other things. I don't know. You guys tell us. Leave them in the comments. Let us know.
Sure.
We can always do some research and have some fun with it.
Absolutely. Love to hear from you. And, definitely.
Hey, at least, this is, episode 87.
Is it 87?
87. We only have 13 more to go before it's 100.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So what is that? It's like, what, a little over 3 more months?
Dang.
100 episode. So.
All right.
All righty, my friend. Until next week, thanks for watching. Appreciate it.
Thank you all.
We'll see you.